Hi, Ragini again, and welcome to Module 3, Part 5, the final section in Module 3. What makes the mystic's journey so smooth and cozy, and yours so bumpy and potentially not very much fun? That's the question. The answer is your relationship to the facts. What facts? The permanence of impermanence. The fact of the facticity of opposites, that this is the dualistic plane we're living on, and that opposites flow from strengths to weaknesses, and you need to go all the way around them because they're all continually changing. Once again, strengths must change into something other than strengths because everything changes. They change into the weaknesses, and so on and so forth. And the last fact is the paradoxical nature of the famous flow of life, that it is a constant friction between the drive to keep things the same and the drive to make things different. Again, I want to emphasize, it is your relationship to these facts that can make the difference between your experience of the journey and the mystic's experience of the journey. Hence the name facticity, if you haven't already gotten that. It relates to these facts, the facticities of living on the plane of duality in daily life in a human body. So what makes the difference? We say no to the inevitability of weaknesses. Do not want to accept continuous change as a fact of life. There is an unwillingness for most of us at the unconscious level, no matter how willing you might be consciously, the unwillingness at the unconscious level affects the mental and emotional perception that you are able to see of the actual territory. In other words, it affects your story deeply, as would accepting change affect your story deeply. So, if you understand the inevitability of weaknesses, everything is different. Because everything changes, strengths are also subject to weakening and renewal. So you see this big, powerful strength slowly fading away until it becomes this very solid weakness, which is very dark. It's unpleasant. Most of us don't like these things. Again, these are like muscle fibers in the body. Every strength needs time to renew. Remember, we're going back to the three goals: rebalancing, renewal, and expansion. Renewal is essential for life's energy. The flow of life must continually renew in the way it presents itself. Weaknesses, then, are actually the process of renewal in motion. This is very helpful to understand. If you don't believe me, suspend your disbelief in this idea that weaknesses are renewal in motion, and look around and see the process of renewal happens everywhere with everything, because everything changes. Okay? Take a look. Find out for yourself. This is not for you to believe anything that I'm saying. It's to give you some guidelines from the mystics to check it out for yourself. Renewal is gathered by the movement of the flow. The pattern is back and forth, as you now see, from one pole to the other, from a strength to a weakness, then from the weakness to the strength of the opposite pole. It's like a pendulum on a clock. It swings all the way over to one side, gathering momentum in the journey, to then swing back to the other side. There's nothing for you to do here except ride the flow, ride the waves. But of course, you have to be conscious of what's happening, or the fear and trembling will take most of us under. You remember that person who got lost under the wave? Not the one who was consciously exploring, but the one who was just unaware and fighting it. Because of change, strengths wane into what you've been taught to call weaknesses. Remember, they're not really weaknesses. We've been taught to call these things strengths and weaknesses. That's part of our story. In actuality, they are simply experiences. But the weaknesses don't feel pleasant. The strengths feel good. The weaknesses don't feel good in the body. That makes it more difficult for us to say yes. But the weaknesses continue on their journey to fulfill the task of renewal. You just have to hang in there. So remember, where do they go to get this renewal? Do you know? Yes, to the strengths of the opposite pole. Yay! If you look at your own experience, you will see that this happens. It might happen in a blink of an eye. It might take a day. It might take a week. It might take a month. It might take a year. Most of the time frame depends on your relationship to what is unfolding. But the strengths of the opposite pole is where the weakness finds its renewal. Until you have evidence that this pattern that I'm speaking about is really, honestly, actually the way it is, the way the flow of life works, you need to have faith, trust, or simply suspend your disbelief while you're checking it out. Because once you start to look at it, it can cause quite a bit of chaos and spinning in your inner world. So hang on to that connection you have with the larger system, because that living larger system is going to be your support as you go into this process of inquiry, discovering just what is going on with the flow of life. The biggest fear we have is the weaknesses will not go away, so we do not want to relax into them. We're fearful they will grow and grow and grow and take us over. Sound familiar? So faith in the larger system, your connection, is what you need to hold on to until you can see the pattern yourself. And when you can, you'll discover you can relax into what's happening because you finally know what's happening. You understand what's going on, and you've re-educated your unconscious mind that it's all right to enjoy the strengths and then let them go. And it's all right, it's not dangerous to endure the weaknesses, because they will change. So you will expect the return of the strengths again on the other side of the pole, and you will expect the demise of the weaknesses. And this allows you to relax and enjoy the flow and go with it in an incredibly more powerful way than you've ever been able to do it before. It is definitely a life changer. Okay, homework. What are the facts the mystics want you to see? How does unwillingness to accept change affect your perception? What does impermanence do to strengths and weaknesses? How does the process of renewal actually work? Of what value is faith in learning how to navigate the land of unresolvable dilemma? Why not just stay skeptical and go navigating and exploring? Okay, that's your homework. Hope you've enjoyed this module, and get your questions together, and I will look forward to talking with you soon. Much love.